We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always. We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by lesbianscoffee.com. Hot beans, great coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends. It's the last commercial break before the show ends, and Amanda is in her element next to camera one. Dina stands near camera two with a clipboard. Lane is near TJ in the archway between the set and the store. And Bailey, Muffy, and the Blue Crush Band are on set.
Okay, last commercial, people. Let's get it together. Where's Cue Card Girl? Cue Card Girl, come on over here.
It's Lane.
Great. Okay, Jane. Let's get those cards up. Muff Burger, up in your director chair. Bailey, big smile, the outro, and we're done. Everyone's got it? And 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
The on-air light comes on. The band plays the lead-in.
Okay, folks, we're about out of time, so I'd like to thank my guest clothing designer, Tia Diamo from Zero Boutique. Be sure and join me next week when my guests will be musician J.D. Danner and surf champion Cal Thompson. Thanks, Muffy. Blue Crush Girls, take us out. We will see you next week.
The on-air light goes off.
We're clear. Let's have that staff gather real quick for some notes.
Bailey and Muffy walk towards each other.
Jesus, I feel like a robot.
My, Amanda should be called a militant.
Right?
Let's go! Star in Ed McMahon. Hey, band girls, you too.
Everyone gathers around Amanda, who is by the curtain that leads to the hallway.
Okay, folks. Timing is off. Transition sucks. Band girls, who leads? You? Okay, from now on, you play before the on-air light comes on until you get your cue from Bailey. Bailey, cue them. Work on that. I want to see improvement next week, Jane. You need to have those cue cards in order. No fumbling allowed. Where is the Spanish girl?
She's only her head out from the curtain.
Jess.
Do you know how to use the headset?
Jess.
Then let's get some goddamn communication next week. Okay, you can all go. Back here on Tuesday for a dry run. Dina, call the station for notes. Oh, Muffy.
Yes?
Stop swinging your feet like you're on a Ferris wheel. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Amanda walks over to Dina as the rest of the group scatters. Lane heads into the coffee house along with Muffy and Bailey.
What the fuck? She's out of control, Bailey. You have to do something.
I'll talk to Dina.
Why don't you just talk to her yourself?
Because, get this, I'd have to make an appointment.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Who does she think she is? God, it's not like she's some big power-up director or something.
Why can't Dina just do it?
I think all of you should just march over there and tell her to bring it down a notch.
As if...
Then, Bailey, you do it.
It was more fun when Dina was running the show. My creativity is stifled with her breathing down my neck.
Yeah, Bay. I think you need to talk to Demanda.
Call and make an appointment.
I should do it right now. Look at them over there. Makes me sick. I'm gonna do it. Give me a phone. Who's got a phone? Mine's backstage. Give me a phone.
Here, but I don't see why you don't just walk 15 feet over to them.
Maybe this way she'll see what a pompous ass she is.
Bailey dials. Amanda's phone vibrates. They all look over at Amanda. Bailey faces her as well.
Amanda Landry.
Oh, gosh, I thought your secretary would answer.
Amanda turns around to look.
Very funny. What do you need?
An appointment.
Huh.
You're sucking the fun out of my show, Landry.
Your show won its time slot on public access numbers, James. Proving its possibilities. So I think whatever I'm doing is working.
Not for me, it's not.
It's a business now. That means work. Work isn't always fun, so grow up.
She hangs up.
That fuckface hung up on me.
Bailey stomps off. Lane and TJ stand there. Muffy speaks first.
That went well. Not.
Lane, you should step up here.
It's not my show. I'm just helping out. Why don't you go talk to Dina about it?
The two of them start bickering.
Hold it! Like, oh my god, this is way uncool!
Dina and Amanda walk up.
Hey, what's going on?
If my woman the intuition is correct. TJ is pushing Lane to address show issues, which is totally not Lane's responsibility. So in essence, TJ is stirring up grounds for an argument. Lane is taking the bait, but it's really all about the fact that their whirlwind romance has lost its steam and played itself out. Plus, unresolved baggage and emotion from TJ's relationship with Bailey remains unfinished. And, not to mention, last but not least, Lane's weird, over-the-top loyalty to her best friend has never been totally addressed. Okay, well, I'm off to feed my cat. See you tomorrow.
Muffy leaves.
I really don't have time for this L-word bullshit.
Amanda leaves.
Muffy is out of her ever-loving green friggin' mind.
I have unresolved feelings for Bailey. Wait, I mean, I do not have unresolved feelings for Bailey.
Come on, you two. Let's get behind the set and get out of the middle of the coffee house.
Dina, TJ, and Lane stand behind the curtain that leads backstage. Bailey sees the three of them scoot behind the curtain. She starts toward them, stopping at the sound of Dina's voice. She stands there, listening to them on the other side.
Okay, first of all, I will talk to Amanda. If Muffy was right about anything, it's the fact that it's not Lane's responsibility.
You might as well. You're the one who knows her best. You were together for a while.
What were you thinking, Dina? She's a self-serving asshole on a power trip.
It was a long time ago. Look, I'll talk to Amanda, but you two need to do some talking of your own, don't you think?
Bailey stands on the other side of the curtain, hearing every word. She turns and walks away. Dina sees Bailey leaving, but thinks nothing of it. Dina looks around the crowd for Amanda. She spots her talking to a group of women. Bailey huffs out of the coffee house, clearly on a mission.
Excuse me, Amanda, can I talk to you for a second?
I was just explaining to the group about the rewards of getting a short film in Sundance.
Great. Amanda, now, please.
Certainly. Ladies, back in five.
Dina and Amanda walk back to the empty set.
Amanda, look, I appreciate what you've done with just a few shows.
Well, you made it pretty easy there, Fancy Face.
Don't call me that. Listen, I know that there are two shows to go, but I'd like you to consider compensation for three and heading out now. The gang's just not feeling it, and I can't have everyone so disgruntled.
Oh, please, they're just testing their boundaries.
Amanda, they aren't paid actors, and they just want to have fun and put on a good show. They aren't used to this grind. Besides, you must have real projects you want to get to.
All right, Jones, here's my offer. One more show, followed by a roll in the sack, compensation for two shows, and I throw away your number.
One more show, compensation for that only, no roll, and you'll throw my number away.
One show, one fuck, I leave, final offer.
Oh, God, this is stupid.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
No. Fine.
Bailey is in her Pathfinder, upset, on her cell phone.
Lauren, it's me, Bailey. Call me as soon as you get this message. You won't believe the crap that's going on. It turns out Dina has history with that shitbag Amanda. Everybody knew it but me. I can't believe this. Call me back.
Lane and TJ are out in the parking lot.
How long have you known you didn't want to be in a relationship?
I didn't plan on this. It has nothing to do with Bailey. I've been back and forth in my mind about it, and I think I've been talking myself out of it. But when I think about being single, and I'm honest with myself, it really is what I want.
I knew it. I knew it. God, I should have known not to date within this fucked up family.
If dating was all it was, trust me, we'd be fine. You don't want to date, Lane. You want a life with someone. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, don't patronize me. Your stuff will be all boxed up and on my doorstep tomorrow at noon. Get it? Or I'll drop it off at Women in Distress.
Can't we do this like grown-ups and be civil?
I am being civil. What would be ideal for you? Lunch at the club? That doesn't work for me 15 minutes after a breakup. I'm sorry.
Fine. I'll get my stuff tomorrow. I just things to be weird.
You can't always get what you want.
Lane leaves. Hours pass as Dina contemplates her deal with Amanda. Lane drowns her sorrows in Haagen-Dazs, waiting for Bailey to get home. TJ is at her own place, playing guitar and writing music. The clock reads 2:45 a.m. Bailey is rolling around in a large canopy bed. As the covers roll back...
Wow, Jules. That was awesome.
Well, sugar, that was well worth the wait.
Oh, that's me again.
That's the third time it's rung. You better check it. Bailey rolls over and reaches for her phone.
It's Lane again.
It's past your curfew, darling. Time flies when you're getting your brains fucked out.
What, Lane? Oh. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm on my way. Oh, okay. Hey, Jules.
Bailey starts to get dressed. You okay with letting yourself out, Tiger?
My legs feel like two wet noodles.
Sure. Hey, do we need to, like, talk about any of this?
Oh, Lord, no. Don't forget your sunglasses in the bathroom.
Oh, I'll just grab them later this week.
Oh, Bailey, please. Now, you and I both know you ain't coming back here anytime soon. Now, you get that sexy ass into your jeans and go. I'm about as worn out as a cucumber in a convent.
You sure?
Sure as hell. There's bottled water in the fridge, darling. Lock up on your way out, okay?
Man, Jules, I wish all women were.
One-night stands? Good secret keepers?
Yes.
Ditto. Have a good night, you lucky bitch.
I already did, you lucky bitch.